Don't think I don't think about it, Darius Rucker, Wave 104.1, 742 with Joe Willie in the morning. Our guest today is Pamela Bauer-Mueller. Just wrote the new book, Splendid Isolation, The Jekyll Island Millionaires Club, from 1888 to 1942. Now, this is a historical novel, so it's real stuff, and then with your interpretation. Is that how you would define
that? Not exactly.
That?
It's real people, real events, and the fiction part comes in where I have to invent dialogue between them because I wasn't there. However, I did find some actual dialogue in my research, and I used that in the book as well.
Okay. Now, you've used this approach before. Neptune's Honor, you used the same approach, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. Some of the other books, Angry Drum Echoed, you started out writing children's books at first.
I did. I started out as a children's book author and moved from animals to people.
Mm-hmm. And now this is a really cool book. From whenever you've got some cool pictures too. That some of these pictures I have not seen before.
Right. Some of them I got from the archives on Jekyll Island. Some of them I actually purchased from a woman in South Carolina who collects antique pictures.
Wow. Really?
And she also tinted the cover. The cover is the Jekyll Island Club in 1910. Mm-hmm. It was a black and white photo, and she hand tinted it to come out to the colors that it would have been at that time.
I grew up here, and I remember for so many years the Millionaires Club it just sat there. It was empty.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And finally, I think the Hilton outfit did a deal with Jekyll. I think they were the first ones came in, spent all the money with Jekyll Island and redid the hotel.
Yes.
And it's just wonderful. If you've never stayed there, I would urge, and I'm not being paid by Jekyll Island to say this, but if you've never done that, you ought to do that some weekend. Talk about a nice gift for someone. Get them a weekend there and give them your book, and that would really be cool. Are you planning on maybe doing some tours? You could lead people around.
They have wonderful tours over there, and you know the tour directors carry my book around on the tours and talk about
really?
It. So that's
very
been
cool.
Really, we've been very, very blessed and successful in the sale of this book. It's only been out 1 month.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't been out nationwide yet because it's a 2010 book. But because I'm the author and we have our own independent publishing company, I'm able to get it out in this community first.
Very cool.
So we've been really, really blessed.
Have you done an autograph session yet? Or
I've done six.
Okay,
and I've got two left. I've got one at Hattie's Books on January 8th. It's the first Friday, but it's really the second. The first is the 1st of January. Mm-hmm. So come by Hattie's Books in Brunswick. Mm-hmm. And then I have another one. It's going to be in February on Jekyll Island at the Red Bug Motor pizza place.
Oh, you're right.
It's over there by the airport.
Yeah. Well, yes, except they have a pizza place now that's down by the golf course.
Okay.
And they're
going to
have, I think, free pizza and wine and me autographing the book.
Cool. Pizza, wine, and Pam. Man, I'm in. I'm in. That's going to be a cool thing. Now, you live on Jekyll Island and you love it.
I love it. Absolutely love it. And it's great for writing. It's peaceful.
Mm-hmm. Where do you write? At home, or you just
at
go
home?
Out on the beach and write?
No, I write on the computer at home. I have a little room that's like an office.
Oh, come on. You don't have one of those old typewriters, the Z doesn't quite work, and it's kind of rusty, you know?
Imagine all those people that actually wrote them on the typewriter. Like, Eugenia Price wrote about 95 books, and they were all on a typewriter.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot understand that.
I have written a small book.
Okay? You have.
But it's handwritten. And now I'm going back and I'm having problems reading my writing. I think I knew what I meant.
I cannot read his writing. He writes like a doctor, you know?
And so my wife says, you should have just put this straight in the computer. I said, but I'm more inspired when I can write.
Yeah.
And I would do this anywhere. I was on the beach a couple times and wrote like a couple of chapters. It's a simple book. It's called Everything I Needed to Know I Learned on the Back of a Shrimp Boat.
Yeah. That's great.
Very,
good title.
Very simple book. Very simple book.
Yep.
But I'm working on getting some pictures and really working on trying to figure out what I really said in the book. So now, as soon as I can do that. Do you, to be a successful writer, let's talk about that for a minute. Because you've obviously written several books, and I would call you successful.
Thank you.
You've written several really good books. And do you take it as a job? Do you say, okay, 8 hours, I've got to go write?
No.
Or how do you do that? How does it work?
First, I research and put it into various folders. Mm-hmm. And then when I sit down and start writing, I get up at 5:30 and I write from 6 to about 8:30. And then I go out and do things during the day and come back and maybe write in the afternoon or maybe wait till the next day.
Okay.
My best time for writing is early in the morning.
Early morning.
Yeah.
Wow. You could be listening to us, and you'd be totally derailed. Are you in isolation when you write?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Nothing on.
Nothing on. No.
Well, no Steve's, music. No,
you know.
Nothing.
No. Stephen King would listen to like hard rock music.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, he writes books like that.
You just listen to the squirrels and.
I do. I listen to nature. Now, when I'm editing, I can have music on, but okay. when I'm writing and trying to compose my thoughts, I have to have total silence.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay. Very cool. Splendid Isolation makes somebody a nice Christmas gift, a stocking stuffer, if nothing else.
There you go.
This
nice
would be
book.
Really cool. Fits
Thank
in a
you.
Stocking quite nicely.
Yeah, perfect.
Very cool. Thank you for dropping by.
Thank you so much.
Pamela Bauer-Mueller, you can pick up the book at several stores around town.
All of the bookstores, yep.
All right, very good. Thank you for dropping by. 7:49, it's time for a quick time check brought to you by my good friends over at J. Green.